Hi, this is a dictation for Soleimani Sono. S-O-U-L-E-Y-M-A-N-E. Last name is Sono, S-O-N-O. Date of birth is 23/98. Date of accident is 9/29/2021. Date of service is 7/13/2022. The patient, Soleimani Sono, presents himself for a evaluation and medication, refill and physical therapy renovation. The gentleman was injured in the car accident on 9/29/2021, where he was rear-ended and then he hit a car in front, leading to a three-car accident. He was a Uber driver himself. Subsequent to the accident, patients started having headaches along with ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, disorientation, which are getting better. But the pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back have continued. Lower back pain has continued to the level of 9, and mid-back pain and neck pain are slightly better to the level of 2 to 3. Patient denies any radiation to the arm or the legs. The pain is localized, and ADLs are affected only around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And patient does have 50 to 60% improvement in the overall symptoms, especially the neck pain, mid-back pain, headaches. The ADLs that are reported affected are general activity and work at 8, sleep is affected 7, while walking ability and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the neurology, in system review neurology, psych patient has headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, blackout or vision problems or any memory problem or any confusion, disorientation. The patient has some difficulty sleeping and fatigue and poor grades at work. Currently he is not working at all. But pain and numbness, patient reports lower back pain, mid back pain. Neck pain is not reported and patient can walk pretty good. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain, but patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 1 month, there are no changes in the pain level. Pain level remains the same. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are all trend. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 145 over 83, pulse is 58, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of June 2, 2022, dictation number 0602-060. Plan is to provide following medication after reviewing the maps and the labs. Celebrex 200 mg daily, twice a day for anti-inflammatory, and Ultram 100 mg once a day for pain. Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain. Ambien 5 mg at night for sleep, and Nexium 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Imitrex are provided for severe headaches that are not controlled by other medications, 9 tablets. 2 refills are there. The patient is provided a physical therapy order to continue once a week with traction massage aquatherapy. And disability, a patient has been lifted to a light duty job, 8 hours a day for 6 days. And no lifting over 20 pounds. And the patient has recovered significantly. He was informed that he shouldn't be working on any moving machine parts due to his TBI symptoms. Other than that, patient is fit to work on a limited duty. He's still undergoing some injection treatments that are bound to help him. We believe that he will not require surgery. He's recovering rapidly. Thank you so much. He'll be seen in a month's time. Bye-bye. His procedure for lumbar epidural will be done in 2 weeks.